The separation of song from dance, also pervasive among Western thinkers who deal with the arts, was equally nullified, replaced with a more intrinsically African congruence of sound and movement. These gatherings, a mixture of the ceremonial and social, further broke down barriers between secular and spiritual impulses. A first-hand account from 1808 even uses the word worship to describe them. The dances themselves, marked by clusters of individuals moving in a circular pattern, the largest less than 10 feet in diameter, harken back to one of the most pervasive ritual ceremonies of Africa. This rotating, counterclockwise movement has been noted by ethnographers under many guises in various parts of the continent. In the Americas, the dance became known as the ring shout, a ritual that, in the words of scholar Sterling Stuckey, served as the main content in which Africans recognized values common to them. The appearance of this African carryover in New Orleans is only one of many documented instances in the New World. This tradition persisted well into the 20th century. John and Alan Lomax recorded a ring shout in Louisiana for the Library of Congress in 1934 and attended others in Texas, Georgia, and the Bahamas. As late as the 1950s, jazz scholar Marshall Stearns